B-Pod Studios.
Pardon me for asking, but
what day is it?
Do you really not know?
I really don't.
Here's a hint.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Say what?
It's May 4th.
It's May the 4th.
Happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you. Enjoy Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 wow. WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, wow. LBF, and Brian.
Brian Bell couldn't be happier with that introduction.
I know.
Our show.
That's
really
what happens when the guy that loads the intros.
He's got a Star Wars t-shirt guy, on.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a Star Wars t-shirt. Wars. What else you got?
Socks on.
Star Wars socks
on.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm ready. See, you can't fake it. Either you're a Star Wars fan, right, or
yeah,
you're not.
Or you're not.
You're not.
And
you know,
I'm not.
I enjoyed it.
I've seen it, and yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But it's not like
I moved on. Yeah.
You like Star Wars. I know a
no
lot of people
like
him.
I know. And they're not all nerds. No. Some normal people.
No, some normal yeah, people some really normal like. People.
Yeah,
like. They skew on the nerd side, though. They just do. There's like, if
type.
You dig deep,
there's
you're
a
like,
type.
Oh, yeah, you are a nerd.
Yeah.
And I love nerds.
Well, you love. Love the nerds. Love. Who hasn't said that? Love the nerds. Although today, we didn't need that introduction of what day is it. We all know what day it is. It's
day
Monday.
Is it?
Okay, it's Monday.
Remind me.
You know it's Monday when it's Monday.
Yes.
I'll give you a little confusion on Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but
right.
You know it's Monday.
Yep.
Am I right? Yeah.
I did.
Especially after this weekend.
I know. It was
God,
beautiful.
God, it was nice, wasn't it?
It was just so nice. I went outside.
You feel human yesterday?
Wow. I felt human.
Didn't it feel human yesterday to be out and about?
Yep.
Out of the house? It was great.
We didn't leave our yard. We didn't go anywhere.
No, just didn't go anywhere.
But, like, it was just nice to
did
be
you
able
social
to...
distance with somebody?
My sister came over and then we social distanced.
Now, did you confess? Were you wearing masks outside or did you just.
No, we were able to keep the 6 feet.
So, is that the rule?
That's the rule.
Okay.
If you are not able to socially distance yourself, meaning keep 6 feet apart, then you have to wear a mask according to the governor.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to, like, the grocery store and you're, like, walking by people and you're, you know, you're, like.
Mask up.
Yeah.
Right.
A foot away from them. Put your mask on.
Right.
Then walk out.
Okay.
Take it off.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Well, that's it. But because if you're going to socially distance, because we went to my mother-in-law's house yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's a 1 year. I hate to use the word anniversary, but that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
The anniversary of Bev's husband, Leo, my father-in-law's death was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went over and we sat in the backyard and everybody's wearing masks. I don't think we need to do this.
Well, it depends on how close you're sitting. Like if you're sitting at
table. It was like 5 feet apart, 6 feet. We made it a perimeter. And then you know when everybody took their masks out?
When?
When the muffins came. Then it was like,
right, exactly.
Okay, I'm not going to eat a muffin with this on. And then we were all good.
It's a new thing. So not everyone's going to get it right away. Certainly not me.
Well, you just said on the news, $300.
I know. I went for a walk and I wore a mask. I get super claustrophobic. Like I can't breathe.
It doesn't work with walks.
It's,
yeah.
No, so I'm not going to be walking.
Boy, that's
I'm
the
out.
Best excuse yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a gorgeous day today. A few clouds this afternoon, but high 66, down to 43 tonight. Brian, as you celebrate May the 4th,
thank you very much.
What do you do?
Are you
going to watch some Star Wars?
You can watch some Star Wars movies. I'm going to watch the behind the scenes of The Mandalorian that released today on
Disney Plus.
Yeah. That pretty much confirms it, right?
Yeah,
LBF.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. It's good that you like it so much.
I might watch it in a tree like an Ewok.
Okay, that definitely confirms
it.
Yeah, that's
start
it.
Your day with the ROR
no
Morning
doubt.
Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. On your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance. From Allstate, call a local Allstate agent and get a quote. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
You know what? Quarantining might actually help couples on the brink of a breakup.
Wow. You'd think it'd be the opposite.
No kidding.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Brian Bell. I'm going to tell you more fun things to do on Star Wars Day.
Ooh. May the 4th be with you. Oh, boy. What geek thought of that, right?
Jeez.
I mean, think about it.
Well, it's kind of perfect.
Somebody had to think of it, and it must have been the best day of his life.
Best day.
Or hers.
Yes, right. That's true.
Yep. So there you go. Coming up, I'm going to tell you the most incredible sandwich that's turning 52 years old today.
Okay.
And why it was ahead of its time. Okay. LBF.
All right. So a lot of people have been talking about how COVID-19 is getting people a little bit crazy and they want to get a divorce. They're like making decisions to break up. Well, actually, there's been a turn, and COVID-19 is playing Cupid to some couples who are calling off divorces while the life and death crisis plays out. There's been a rearranging of priorities. So a couple of divorce lawyers have said they've heard in recent weeks that they want the lawyers to step back and they're going to try to resolve it. Like, what happens is that for in one particular example, they said it was this couple. You know, one was in finance and one was a bank money manager. And they were working really hard and they never saw each other and they weren't spending any time together. And then they were going to get a divorce. But then they were quarantined and the family got together and they started spending more time together and spending more time with the kids and, then reignited their
That's
love.
Great.
So look at that.
They went back to the cave, right?
They did.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Right? You're out there in the fields looking around,
right,
thinking life's better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The grass is, if you can't see the grass, is the greener on the other side?
That's right.
Then there's no problem.
Back in the cave together, family matters. Right?
Right.
You love a cave.
Yeah, well, that's why we're all coupled up. You needed that clan.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't want to be alone during the pandemic, do you?
Maybe.
A little while, maybe.
Maybe every other day.
I mean.
See, speak truth. Okay.
You play an excellent caveman, and I'm not surprised.
Is it my hairy arms?
No.
Never mind.
Anyway.
Stop yourself right now.
So today
Brian Bell. Yeah.
May the 4th.
Yes,
and you asked where it came from.
Yeah.
We actually have, I think, Margaret Thatcher to thank for.
No.
Can you believe it?
Did she have a
lisp
or
something? No, I cannot.
So, back in the day, as legend has it, and according to the origin story recognized by Lucasfilm, the phrase was first used on May the 4th, 1979. It was the first day that Margaret Thatcher took office as UK Prime Minister, and there was an ad in the London Evening News which read, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations."
So it wasn't Margaret Thatcher. It was an excellent headline writer.
Right.
It was an ad by the by the Conservative Party in London that placed the ad for Margaret Thatcher.
Did they know it was a play on words then? Or were
yes,
they just,
did.
They knew it then that May the 4th be with
so
you.
So then, it with the social media age, it really ramped up into a Star Wars thing. And there you go.
Good
well,
copy.
There it is.
So, Disney Plus has all of them streaming now, so you can watch that. Mm-hmm. There's the behind the scenes on The Mandalorian, which looks good. And there is an online Star Wars convention today and tomorrow because, Revenge of the 5th. And you can go to readpop.com if you want to live tweet with other nerds watching the movie at the same time.
I tell you, I was with it the first three, and then the third three were just dry, boring.
They relied too heavily on CGI and stuff. Got a little crazy.
Yeah, we're in the middle. Yeah, but then
don't
they
get me started on Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I'm saying right there. Okay, this bad boy is 52 years old today.
To all the patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Big Mac.
Wow, really?
So you're asking yourself, Bob, please tell me, where did it come from and why?
Oh, where did it come from and why?
Thank you.
I think that's my cue, right?
It was your cue. Here we go. All right. I know you want to know this.
I do.
America wants to know. The Big Mac was created by a guy named Jim Delagatti. He was an early McDonald's franchisee in Pittsburgh.
Italians. They know what they're doing.
Right? It was invented in the kitchen of his first McDonald's franchise. And it was called, he invented it, and the first thing he wanted to call it was the aristocrat.
That's a very disgusting joke.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to do that.
Didn't want to call it the aristocrat.
Boy.
The second name, inside joke, the second name was the Blue Ribbon Burger.
I like that.
Yeah. It was ahead of its time.
Yep.
Think about it, though.
Blue Ribbon Burger.
Yeah, the Big Mac itself, ahead of its time. I mean, back in the day, it was, hey, you want cheese or no cheese, Mac?
Right. Yeah. Special sauce, really.
There was no special sauce.
Brought it to a new
level.
A
whole other level. Three buns.
And those chopped two up onions.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all good. A 21-year-old woman named Esther Glickstein Rose. She worked as an ad secretary who worked at McDonald's headquarters in Oakville, Illinois, came up with the name. Let's call it the
Big Mac.
It's the Big Mac. And that's that.
You know, I'm telling you, these people, like the person who wrote the headline for the ad company, this woman who works at the ad company.
You think she was rewarded for that?
No, nope, right? I don't think she was.
She better get some Aristocrats for Life or something.
I guess.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What's in the bag? Lunch. Big Mac, fries. Play you for it. You and me for my Big Mac. First one to miss watches the winner eat. Mm-hmm. No dunking. Get in there.
Yeah. LB. The original, the OG LB. Yeah, the OG LB.
Over the second rafter, off the floor.
Best commercial.
Through the window, off the wall, nothing but net.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the 80s.
Off the expressway.
1993.
1993?
Yeah.
Through the window. God. Off the wall.
Yeah.
Nothing but net.
Larry and Michael.
Who won, anyway?
I think it's still going on.
Still have, yeah. Pretty sure Magic snuck in and ate the sandwich. Somebody did.
Yeah. I think Magic stole the sandwich.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Nice day for a Monday.
Yep.
Some sun and a high of 66 today. We will take it. 43 tonight. Last time I checked, it was already 62. Not too shabby.
Not bad at all. I like it. I'm not complaining today.
Well, please. I know Mother's Day is high on your list, but don't even ask me about Mother's Day.
Fine.
Don't.
It's all right. No
don't.
Big deal.
Just
all
I'm
going to
say is Mama won't be happy.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's a week away.
It's a week away. Things can change,
things
obviously.
Can change. As they continue to.
Yes.
So here's, I saw it over the weekend and I thought of you immediately, LBF.
I can't with this.
This new, rampage coming from Japan.
Right. The threat of murder hornets. Murder hornets. That's what they're called.
Drink that.
I'm like, no, I can't read this. So I, but then of course I did. And if this, if I was reading a Stephen King book.
Right.
And he had, like, this pandemic, and I'm reading all these things. And then the subplot was this murder hornet thing. I'd be like, you are out of your mind. I don't even believe it.
Yeah, that'd be like fifth chapter,
yeah, I'd be
right?
Like, no, you're just too much, too
right.
much. And I put the book down, and I walk away.
You're
Unfortunately,
right.
I cannot do
That's
this
like
in real life.
In the middle of The Stand,
yes,
his book,
all of a sudden,
as if it's not
hornets.
Bad enough. Yeah. But so, that is so Stephen King. He would do it.
Right, he would. But unfortunately, yeah. Nature has taken over Stephen King, and he's scaring the crap out of us. Murder hornets, they are originated in Japan.
Yeah.
They decimate bee populations. The honeybee population is already, like, it's bad because of pesticides.
Yeah.
Well, now one murder hornet decided to jump on a ship and decide, and now they found them in Oregon.
It takes at least two murder hornets.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. But
hello, Noah's Ark.
So, they found them in Canada, Vancouver Island, that area, and one in Oregon.
So they're out west.
Okay, but wait.
Okay.
They're coming this way.
Yeah.
Like all trends.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it all starts there, west to east. So, they're scary. They're 2 inches long. They have
a big bug.
It's a big bug, bigger than a cicada.
And they decapitate bees, right?
They decapitate bees with their little pincer
mouths,
and they have eyes like Spider-Man. No joke. Mm. And their little pincer face can go through a beekeeper's
their
uniform.
Yeah.
And sweatpants.
Uniform.
You know.
Well,
they
we're
wear.
All in trouble if they go through sweatpants.
They do. They go through all. They go through layers.
Yeah.
And their bite is so toxic, it kills 50 people a year. And it's the scariest looking bug in the world. It's it's more than two. It's like so big it needs landing gear.
Yeah.
What the bug in Hunger Games?
Yeah, like the Tracker Jackers in the Hunger Games.
And I just
You're
can't.
Right, though. As if we needed this. on top of everything else.
I can't with the murder hornet.
Yeah. But don't be scared, because if it only kills 50 a year in Japan.
Oh, my God.
Those are good odds. You take those.
But even still, can you imagine just sitting there on your deck and all of a sudden a murder? Apparently in China, they have these people who kind of protect the honeybee farms or whatever you want to call them. And they have these little cricket-like bats. And when they see a murder hornet come, they hit it and it makes like a popping sound, and it's like you're playing baseball.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's kind of like playing cricket.
Yeah. Well,
it's not a cricket.
Yeah. It makes a different sound.
I think it's a thing. You know, I was saying to Brian earlier, with the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets should rename themselves.
The Murder Hornets.
Who do you want to play?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to play the Murder Hornets.
No, you don't. I don't want to play them either.
A little scarier.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They're heading this way.
Good. Something else to worry
about. 2 years. That's what the Post said.
Well, they'll beat the Locusts, so there you have that.
Maybe the Locusts can take care of them.
What other calamities could pop? Don't even ask.
Don't ask.
Fine. All right. What's coming up, Dirty Laundry? Had all weekend to dig through it.
Yep. What destroyed Tiger Woods' body? And it's not too many trips to Waffle House.
Really? Okay.
But right, he told destroyed his body.
Really? Oh, I didn't know it was destroyed.
Thinking about the Waffle House. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, I'm not going to let you get away with this.
No.
She's madder than a murder hornet already.
Madder than a murder hornet. It's true. Okay. All right. I have a question for you.
All right. Go ahead.
If you're, well, not you. You are, I already know your answer, but to the people listening.
Yeah.
So when you're at work and you're eating something and your coworker says to you, what are you eating?
What are you eating?
And you say, blueberries.
Yeah.
And the coworker says, oh, good for you.
No, well.
What does that say?
Whoa, Meryl Streep, settle down over there.
What does it say?
We're overacting.
No.
All I said
I saw
was,
your face. They can't see my face. Your face was like, good for you. Like, okay. I can't believe it.
All right,
you
look,
really are taking care of yourself
no,
now.
No, that's not what I said.
Day one.
Yeah, from my point of view, literally my point of view, I saw you pop something that looked dark. And chocolatey.
See what I'm saying? So you expected that
mouth.
I was eating chocolate chips over
bag
here.
Chocolate chips?
And when I did the bait and switch and I said blueberries, he was shocked and stunned and happy that I was finally taking care of myself.
Wow.
Good for you.
Wow. No, that's.
But eating a salad, good for you.
It wasn't a good for you as if I was saying good for you because you normally wouldn't eat that. No, all I was saying was. I was kind of saying, oh, they're good for you.
No. No, they're not.
Oh, they're good
That's
for
not,
you.
No.
Same words, different delivery.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Like, if you guys say, oh, I'm eating blueberries. Yeah. Oh, those are good for you. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But good for you is like, oh, the chubby girl's eating fruit.
No, see, good Lord, give her an inch. Grab the whole mile.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
All right, let's do some dirty laundry. Put the blueberries down.
I'll put the blueberries down. Okay, so what was the thing that ruined Tiger Woods' body?
What was it?
It is not what you think. It's not all those ladies.
No?
I'll tell you in 1 second.
Okay.
But first, I'm going to tell you about Cameron Diaz has this great video out. It's really cool, and I'm going to put it up on WROR.com. It's basically a 5-minute chain reaction fight by kicking the camera, and it features a bunch of celebrity women. Mm. It starts with Zoe Bell, the stunt double for Lucy Lawless and Uma Thurman, and then they do a punch into the camera, and then the next person is Cameron Diaz, and then Cameron Diaz kicks the camera, and the next person is Drew Barrymore, and Drew Barrymore kicks the camera, and it's Halle Berry.
Oh, that's fun.
It's kind of fun.
Like little TikTok-y.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
And 5 minutes of your life if you're bored today.
Bored celebrities.
I know.
Like the ones that, like for the girls, they hand each other this makeup, whatever.
Right.
And then they go from no makeup to just
tons of makeup.
Makeup gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they drop it to the next one.
And then
one.
They do the shake of like the brush and then.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's
I like
Tinkerbell.
I like before and after. It's like The Biggest Loser.
Okay.
No? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Wrong reference.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You're sticking with the theme.
No, I'm not.
Hey.
No.
Joe Pantoliano from The Sopranos, Joey Pants.
Yeah.
And The Goonies got hit by a car. This is, talk about a chain reaction.
Jeez.
He was in Connecticut. He was walking with his family, and he was hit by a car. It was a Porsche, but the Porsche had been T-boned by another car. And when the Porsche was T-boned, it flew into Joey Pants,
Jeez.
And Joey Pants God. Flew back and hit his head, and he has a head injury. He's fine. He's
fine now? Okay.
But, yeah, he has a big
That's the wrong spot at the wrong time.
I mean, really.
Right? Like, literally.
Yeah. So, he's all right, though. All right, let's discuss really
okay.
quickly.
All right.
Tiger Woods, what ruined his body? Well, and I'm really happy to report this. Running.
What
Not
do you mean?
Not from ex-wives.
Yeah.
Or and clubs. Golf clubs.
Golf clubs, yeah.
But he said if he could tell his younger self something, and this is what he picked. It's really interesting. He said, don't run so much. He ran more than 30 miles a week for probably my first 5-6 years on the tour, and it pretty much destroyed my body and my knees. And
that.
He's 44 years old. He's had 4 back and 5 knee surgeries.
Wow.
And he says... Most of those are the result of running.
Yeah, I don't want to listen. I don't want to upset anybody who runs because if it works for you, that's great. But I mean, some people get away with it. I used to run a lot and have no knee or feet issues, but others do.
Yeah.
But I think it must take its toll.
Yeah.
Because all that pounding.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Which is running, why I don't do it.
No, you're running on.
The only thing
pavement?
I pound are drinks.
Yeah. yeah, that's good. I would use that on your gravestone.
Okay.
I like that.
All right,
all
wait.
She pounded were drinks.
That's right. I got to find this song for you.
Oh, are we doing this?
We're going to do
we're
it.
We're doing it? All right.
Because the kids are home, and they're bored, and they are picking up, you know, instruments and playing them and making up their own songs.
Just a fair warning, if you're, you know, easily offended, this I'm just saying.
Offended by a five-year-old?
Yes.
If you're a five-year-old,
or you're going to be psyched
you
right
might
now.
Be triggered.
My daughter would love this song.
Yeah. So this 8-year-old girl, Jolie, was trying to stall her bedtime when she came up with a smash hit.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is.
What's it called?
I wonder what's inside your book. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your
She's good.
I know. It's
she's
catchy.
She's got
it
some
is a
rhythm.
Catchy tune.
Wow.
There have
That's
been remixes
good.
All on Twitter.
There should be.
Blink 182 said, I want money for that song. I think we did this back in the 80s or something like the 90s. Anyway,
That's great.
Sweeping the nation. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
There you have it. You heard it here first, probably last, but that's fine. Good stuff, LBF. 6:53. Go. You can go have some blueberries.
Yeah, I'm gonna, good for me.
Good for me. Good for you and your blueberries.
Me.
Yes.
And the Mountain from Game of Thrones is living up to his name once again. Hafter Bjornsson, also known as Thor, set the world record in deadlift in his native Iceland. The actor and weightlifter lifted a world record 1,104 pounds. He broke the previous record set by England's Eddie Hall in 2016.
That is amazing, that the Mountain. 1,000 how many pounds? 68?
After 1,000, you stop counting,
well,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, okay, 1,104 or something?
Look at it this way. That is lifting up maybe the offensive line for the Patriots, all lying down.
It's just a deadlift, though. It's not like it's over his head.
Okay. Do you,
wow.
do you know what a deadlift
so
is?
I know what a deadlift is. I've been
you
in the gym
that?
Once.
All right, what's a deadlift?
You have to really be careful of your back.
Yeah, huh?
So bend at the knees.
Right.
And then you pick up
the
barbell, and then you lift it up, and then you put it down.
Straighten your knees out.
Yeah,
that's
straighten
it.
Your knees out, and then boom.
Yeah, that's at least the offensive line for the Patriots, or pretty close.
Just saying.
No
not,
sweat,
it's not
huh?
over his head.
Up over his head.
He's not Superman.
Never enough.
Oh, the truer words, Brian. Never enough. Okay. That's funny. Hard to impress. Very, very hard to impress,
let's
LBF.
See, twirl it like a majorette.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll be impressed.
What the heck did Dave do to impress you? Man. Never mind. Never mind. Hope it wasn't a deadlift. All right. So anyway, Billy Joel. Yes, moving along quickly. Billy Joel is your 80s artist of the day. I hear Brian said it's our last week for the 80s artist of the day.
Yeah,
am I right about that? So you got to, hey, we give you tons of chances to win $500 seven times a day. Your first chance coming up just after 8 o'clock.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's our friend, James Taylor, with your smiling face. He teamed
up. Yeah, we're friends.
We're friends now.
Yep. We Zoom.
We Zoom with
We're practically married.
And his wife.
Yep.
Carolyn, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or Caroline.
They call her
Dad.
Kate.
We FaceTime with them.
Kim, sorry.
What?
Okay. Kate's the daughter.
Carolyn's my wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very close.
Got it. Yeah,
it's Monday.
It's Monday. One thing we know, we never doubt when it's Monday. We don't have any, is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
No, it's Monday. We know it. So James has teamed up with us with Healthcare Heroes.
Right.
So
Mass General.
He made a huge donation to Mass General.
Yes.
He and Kim, his wife. You know his wife's name's Kim?
Yeah. Kim, yep.
They made a big donation, and you can too if you don't have to make a James Taylor, you know, size donation. Anything from 5 to 25 to whatever you can afford at WROR.com all goes to our Healthcare Heroes. So it was a great conversation. This past weekend, if I just take a second, acknowledge my father-in-law, Leo, passed a year ago yesterday. So we all got together at Bev's house, his wife and my mother-in-law, in the Woo. And we social distanced. We went to the cemetery, played Anchors Away. That was great.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
wasn't that nice?
Because
he was a Navy man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played that. And afterwards went back to Bev's house. And my brother-in-law, Eddie, was there. I don't follow a lot of names. Eddie is a postal worker.
Okay.
And he looked tired because he finally hit. He says, Bob, this is my first day off I've had in months. So I said, how are things going? And he said, it's rough delivering now because he had to deliver up to 225 packages.
Wow.
In one day. People are just buying everything. I said, what do you get? He goes, everything from dog food, you know, 40-pound bags to, you know, Mrs. Jones' lipstick that she ordered.
Right.
So people are ordering everything online.
But, yeah, usually you're not used to 40-pound bags of dog food if you're a postal worker.
They didn't sign up for that.
No.
So I said, well, LBF, my coworker, ordered a 50-pound bag of flour.
It was a mistake.
Aren't you glad?
It was an Instacart mistake. So
50 pounds. So I thought,
I mean, I wish that they'd text me and be like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm. So you're right. So he's right. We're ordering everything.
We are ordering everything.
So I thought, what's the last thing you ordered, LBF?
You're never going to guess it.
Well, I think I could guess if pressed.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
New Stephen King book came this weekend, and my Rage Fitness 12-inch steel plyo box, so I can.
What is that?
It's a piece of gym equipment.
Yeah.
Because if you want to do step ups,
it's a step.
Yeah, and then you jump up and jump off, and it's just a step.
Yeah. How much that cost?
It was $45
for a step.
You don't have any steps in your house?
No, you have to do it. You have to. It's, you know what? It is a piece of professional equipment. I didn't want to go flying across the hardwood floor. I needed actual sturdiness.
Sturdy
you
step
seen
up.
Me?
So you bought a step up.
Yeah.
Thing for, but that's nice. You'll use it.
It is actually
home
really
gym equipment,
and to get to the top shelf of my
look
cabinet.
At that. See, versatile.
It really is.
That's probably where it's going to live. But no, it's okay. We'll give it a go.
Good for you.
You reach those blueberries, Brian. What's the last thing you ordered?
You know, I think there's some sense of satisfaction since there's nothing to look forward to because every day's the same.
Yeah.
That just seeing that tracking number and like, ooh, when are I,
you
I
like
got
that.
A new pair. Getting a visitor.
Uh-huh. I got a new pair of sneakers coming that I'm waiting for that I'm excited about.
Really?
Air Jordan?
I do have a pair of Jordans coming.
There are new Air Jordans that are out. There's a lot.
Not
line.
The new ones. Just some OGs that I ordered up.
Really?
Yeah.
How many Air Jordans do you have?
None.
Yeah, this is it.
No, I don't.
Oh, because you're watching the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah.
Funny, I'm not ordering clothes.
No, I wouldn't order clothes. My last order. What? What? I didn't say anything.
He was agreeing with you.
I don't order clothes. up and down, then. Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you ordered, Bob?
Well, I'm ashamed to say now with all this healthy food talk we've been having. I ordered Aunt Ruby's. Redskin peanuts. They are, as the kids say, ginormous peanuts.
Really?
I love a Redskin peanut. Not the,
the murder hornet of
They're that big.
Really?
You know those little crappy Spanish peanuts that you get from, you know, the typical whatever can of peanuts?
No, yeah.
They're tiny.
Okay.
They're enormous.
They're okay.
Once you have Aunt Ruby's gigantic red
skin.
Big peanuts.
Oh, my God.
You can't go back. You will not go back. Yeah, Brian, what?
No, not going to do it. Not going to do it.
You got nothing on it? So anyway,
wow.
That's funny.
Nope.
It tells a lot about
to say.
It.
Bob ordered big peanuts.
I think big nuts. I did. I ordered big, wow. big.
All right.
40
How much were they? Were they expensive?
They were $20.
$20?
I had to have
big
them.
Big peanuts?
Big. They're big. They're
the
my
40-pound bag.
Shipping's like $6.
I know. Shipping's the worst.
So I think it tells a lot about our personality.
Sure. Well.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Mine is I want to exercise, but I'll probably just sit and read.
You can use it as a seat.
Yes.
Hey, honey. I think there's. Can you get off that? I want to exercise.
Really.
It says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, he's watching this Michael Jordan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Into that.
Yeah.
And he bought some Air Jordan sneakers.
And you're hungry, as
usual. I'm hungry as usual.
Yeah.
And I like big nuts, and I won't lie. So let's just for fun, just open the phones for a little bit. That should be their jingle.
It should be their jingle.
I like big nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, those are nice Air Jordans he's showing me.
He's
yeah.
Shows
yeah.
Those are the OG.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ordered lately? Let's see if there's anybody out there willing to admit the strangest thing they've ordered during the shutdown.
You have to admit that a piece of gym equipment is a very strange order for
you
me.
You were motivated.
For you.
I like it.
What good Dave, for you.
Good for you.
Good
did
for
Did Dave
you.
Say good for you?
No, because he knows better.
I'm still learning.
He'd be ordering nuts.
New nuts. So we're just talking briefly about strange stuff we've ordered online or the last thing. So, Susie, you ordered dog goggles?
I did, to protect her eyes when she sticks her head out the window, too.
Oh, you're so kidding me.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you've seen pictures of dogs with, like, those
Snoopy
goggles.
I thought that Snoopy wore those, and that's it.
Yeah. Red Baron.
Yeah.
Does she?
No, they say when you stick when they put their heads out the window, they get particles in their eyes, too.
Oh.
And so I had to take it to a hospital that was an emergency one for dogs in Bulger, mm-hmm. in Lawrence, and they did an exam and had to put goop in her eyes for a week.
Ew.
Doggy goggles.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a rescue.
Yeah.
Kind of a mutt.
Does she keep them on? She okay with them?
She keeps them on.
That's great.
A little bit, but a scrap. Strap them on tight enough that you can't get them on.
That's awesome.
Well, I don't know if that's like she's fine with it.
Yeah.
It's because she doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Thank you, Susie. What's your dog's name?
Oakley.
Oh, she's got Oakley glasses.
Yeah, you should
have
had
them. Perfect. It's all coming together.
You can't make it up. Thank you, Susie. Right? Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. You got to love it. That's just
yeah.
too cool. Do we have time to play Yes or BS? You guys want to do that? Do we have
sure.
time?
Yeah.
All right, so it is May the 4th, and you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
All Star Wars fans. Okay, if you want to take Brian Bell on, if you want to play his Yes or BS challenge because you think you know enough Star Wars, right? Remember, the answer is always Yes or BS. So you get a 50-50
right,
chance.
So, okay.
All right, so let's take first caller. Who thinks they are up to the game to play Yes or BS? So we're just talking briefly about strange stuff we've ordered online or the last thing. So, Susie, you ordered dog goggles?
I did, to protect her eyes when she sticks her head out the window, too.
Oh, you're so kidding me.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you've seen pictures of dogs with, like, those
Snoopy
goggles.
I thought that Snoopy wore those, and that's it.
Yeah.
Red Baron.
Yeah.
Does she?
No, they say when you stick the when they put their heads out the window, they get particles in their eyes too.
Oh!
And so I had to take it to a hospital that was an emergency one for dogs in Bulger, mm-hmm. in Lawrence, and they did an exam and had to put goop in her eyes for a week.
Yeah.
Doggy goggles.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a rescue.
Yeah.
Kind of a mutt.
So just a mix.
Does she keep them on? She okay with them?
She keeps them on.
That's great.
A little bit, but a scrap, dropped them on tight enough that you can't get them off.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that's like she's fine with it.
Yeah.
It's because she doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Thank you, Susie. What's your dog's name?
Oakley.
Oakley.
Oh, she's got Oakley glasses.
Yeah, you should have.
Perfect.
This is just
it's all coming together.
You can't make it up. Thank you, Susie. Right? Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. Oakley, you got to love it. That's just
Too
cool. Do we have time to play Yes or BS? You guys want to do that? Do we have time?
Yeah.
All right, so it is May the 4th, and you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you. Okay. All Star Wars fans. Okay, if you want to take Brian Bell on, if you want to play his Yes or BS challenge, because you think you know enough Star Wars, right? Remember, the answer is always Yes or BS. So you get a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
All right, so let's take first caller who thinks they are up to the game to play Yes or BS. All right, you guys want to play Yes or BS?
Yes.
All right, because Brian is the Star Wars, you know, fan in the room for sure. He'll be hosting Yes or BS, where the caller has to answer in the form of Yes or BS. So here we go. We have Sue on the phone. Good morning, Sue.
Morning.
All right, Sue, so I hear you're a postal worker?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the craziest thing you've delivered recently?
Oh, good gravy.
Good gravy? Yeah.
Good gravy.
We have a customer that is, like, building a new home, and I think almost everything that's under our weight limit has come through the post office.
Whoa, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, building a new home.
People see, like, their whole home. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, all right, you want to play Yes or BS?
Mail order house.
I do. All right,
here's how it works. You get two out of three right. Brian will give you the shirt off his back, which happens to be a Star Wars shirt. Or you can have a Star Wars hat. Your choice. Okay?
Choose the hat.
Well, he's literally wearing the shirt. All right, so here's how it works. Every answer is either yes or BS. So Brian will ask the questions. Get two out of three. You win. All right, Brian, first question for Sue.
All right, Sue, if it existed in real life, the Death Star would be bigger than Earth's moon.
Is that yes or BS?
The Death Star is definitely bigger than Earth's moon.
I'm going to say BS.
Yes.
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes? Yeah. Brian?
It is BS.
Ah, Sue.
The Death Star from the original movie would only be about 75 miles across.
Hmm.
The one they destroy in Return of the Jedi is a little bigger, about 100 miles across, and our moon is over 2,100 miles
wide. Wow. All right, you need the next two to win, yes or BS.
All right, in the first movie, you know, the original A New Hope, Luke's Uncle Owen was a moisture farmer. That was his job title.
Moisture farmer. All right, yes or BS, Sue. Moist farmer.
Moisture farmer. Well, they're really dry on those planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of seems like it would make sense. I don't remember.
All right, yes or
BS?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
I'm going to say yes, too.
All right, and I don't know. I'm guessing.
We're all in for moisture.
All right.
It is yes.
Yay! All right, Sue.
Talking about the moisture vaporators and condensers, and he's going down.
It was a little arid. It was dry.
There was farming.
Last name was Lubriderm. Owen Lubriderm.
That was Luke Lubriderm.
He lived on a farm where they pulled moisture out of the air to make water.
So all right, cool.
Fun fact. All right. That was good.
Here's your next one. Leia kissed Luke on the lips twice before she found out he was her brother.
Ooh, twice. All right, come on,
yes,
Sue.
Oh, yes, that was rude. That was wrong. That's
a yes?
Well, actually, you know what? I think she did it at least once.
Yeah.
Did she do it twice?
I don't know.
Oh.
I love the conversations you're having with yourself.
I think yes.
She
I think
says
yes. Yes.
LBF, what do you say?
I say BS.
I say BS, too.
But I think it was just once.
I hope you're right, though. What is it?
It is yes. Twice on the lips and two more times on the cheek.
Twice on the lips and two more times on the cheek.
Yeah.
Not like a country song.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Did she get it?
You got it.
We have a winner.
All right. Now, Sue, it's up to you. Oh, we lost her.
Where'd she go?
Sue. Well, that's...
Well... Can I
guess
have the
I'll
hat?
Keep my shirt.
Well, soon you get your choice of the Star Wars hat or the shirt off Brian's back. See what she thinks. Well, that's anticlimactic.
Give us a call back. We'll get that set up.
All right, she did Sue. A good job, though.
There she is. She's back, Brian. Okay. Here we go. I'll get her. Hi, Sue.
You lost me.
No, we lost you. All right, Sue, your choice. You get a brand new Star Wars hat that Brian's got tucked away, or literally the shirt off his back. A Star Wars shirt.
Well, who cannot go with a shirt off his back?
What?
Is that my shirt? Well, look at that, Brian.
Look at that.
I guess I'm going to have to take it home and wash it first.
Don't. Don't do it. Yeah, that's what makes it a prize.
I don't know. I'm a bit of a moisture farmer today.
It's literally off his back, Sue. Congratulations. We're going to let him wear it the rest of the day because it is May 4th, and then it's all yours. Okay.
Wow. He's giving away your clothes. What are you going to give away of mine next?
Stay tuned.
My favorite Star Wars shirt.
Sue, you might be able to talk her down, Brian. Hang on. Let's see what she does. All right. That was fun.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Giving away shirts.
It's like strip poker.
All right. What's coming up in the laundry bin?
Okay. Well, Tiger Woods finally reveals why his body is a mess.
Okay.
It's not what you think it is.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the chance. This is like, let's make a deal. We'll give you a WROR t-shirt, okay, and the Star Wars hat if that's you're willing to make a trade.
You know, I was only saying that because I thought it was fun. You don't have to give me the ROR.
You know what? You want my shirt.
I'll take that.
It's a little weird,
okay,
I think.
Well, we'll take both.
Hang on, Sue.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
You had her, Brian, but you just wouldn't stop talking.
All right. 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All righty. It's 7:46. Stay tuned because LBF is going to play a new song debuting here on WROR that is sweeping the nation.
Sure
That's
is.
All we're gonna, and it's a five-year-old?
She's eight.
She's, oh.
But she looks five.
Okay, fine.
She's really little.
Okay. Sweeping the nation. You don't want to miss it. It's the end of this report. All right, LBF.
Okay, so what caused Tiger Woods' body to break down?
Mm-mm.
There are a lot of guesses.
What was her name?
I know. Yeah. How many? Do you remember how many women came
Mistress?
Forward?
Oh, my God.
Like, there were, like, dozens.
You were in the teens.
Right.
I think you hit the teens.
I think you hit more than that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah,
I digress.
Move on.
Wasn't anything his wife did to him or any of the Waffle House girls. In fact, his biggest regret is running.
Running.
Running. He ran too much when he was young. He said he would tell his younger self not to run so much because he ran more than 30 miles a week for probably the first 5-6 years on tour. And he said it pretty much destroyed my body and my knees. And he's only 44, but he's had 4 back and 5 knee surgeries.
Well, how much of that would you attribute to his incredible swing? I mean, he's got this whiplash kind of, you know, motion. That's got to take some
That's
toll.
True, but I think in addition to that and running, he should have done the Tom Brady thing.
What?
Pliability.
Oh, pliability.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, the force of running.
It's bad for your knees.
You know how runners get hurt?
Yeah.
They run.
Okay, good. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And no one ever gets hurt sitting on a couch.
You love stories that just back it up that no one should ever run.
I know. That's why I'm doing this story.
Hey, she bought a stepping stool this weekend.
I did. I'm going to do those jump up things. Oh. I did some burpees this weekend.
Did you do burpees? What was it? How many beers?
No.
Come on.
I did some real burpees.
During
my 7-minute workout.
Yeah, 7.
7 minutes, that's all I could do.
7 minutes of torture.
Did you know that, I guess, Tiger and Phil Mickelson, they're trying to take on Mickelson and versus Peyton Manning and Tiger
Brady,
versus Brady, the match companions, champions for charity.
Yeah, it's Pro-Am.
They have to, the PGA has to sign off on it.
Do you know what Pro-Am means?
Isn't an airline?
Nope. No, it's good.
What is it? Pro and amateur.
You got it.
Oh,
Okay. Pro-Am.
Pro-Am.
Yeah, they fly from anywhere.
Yeah.
From Logan.
Anyway.
Right.
Pan Am was
Pan Am,
the heyday. Okay, this is the song of the year.
Song of the summer.
Song of the summer.
Here we go.
Written by 8-year-old Jolie, who was trying to stall her bedtime. She decided to come up with a song that would sweep the nation, and no joke, it is.
It will be.
Here you go.
I wonder what's inside your book hole. I wonder what's inside your book hole. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your book hole.
Yeah.
What's inside your book hole? I always want to know. What's inside your book hole? I always want to know.
I've heard worse. I mean, that's great.
Oh, boy.
I love that song.
Did she,
I really
Who
do.
Doesn't?
I got to tell you. It's fun.
It just, what does she say? Is aliens,
aliens and
peanuts? What is
and
it?
Monsters or
aliens and nuts?
Astronauts.
Astronauts.
Well, yeah. I suppose that's. Anyway, so it is sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
And there have been remixes, and we'll post the remixes up on WROR's Facebook.
Too good. Too good. Got to love it. Yeah. I mean, that's a catchy tune.
It is.
I mean, humming that.
Oh, my God.
You humming that all
day long. All day long.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Thank me.
thank you, LBF. I wonder what's inside. Oh, no, it just doesn't sound the same coming from me.
Nope.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, let's, first of all, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Tell them Brian Bell sent you. Okay, we have Lori Cushman from New Bedford on the phone. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
So you are a CNA. That's a certified nursing assistant?
Yes.
Well, how are things going?
It's very tough right now.
Well, where are you working?
I work at the Oaks in New Bedford.
Okay. All right. So it's tough there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, glad you could take some time out to play Super Smart with us, Lori.
All right.
All right. So you know how it works. We're going to give you 10 questions. Get them all right. You get $1,000. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so if you're not sure on a question, you say pass. LBF will come back to it if there's time. You want to jump in?
Sure.
The water's fine. Here we go.
How many wheels does a car have?
4.
Little Red Riding Hood was stalked by whom?
The wolf.
Who was C-3PO's sidekick?
R2-D2.
Who sings Raspberry Beret?
Prince.
In which movie does Hugh Grant play a London bookshop owner?
Pass.
What country is Ibiza a part of?
Pass.
What sandwich was created 52 years ago this month?
The Big Mac.
What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
The railroad.
What car rental company's slogan was "We Try Harder"?
Correct.
What is measured in millibars?
Pass.
In which movie did Hugh Grant play a London bookshop owner?
Pass.
What country is Ibiza part of?
Brazil.
Oh, you ran out of passes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did really well.
I think I got 5 out of 10, right? Did you do that?
Yep.
All right, Lori, here's what you... Not half bad. All right, Lori, here's what you missed.
All right, the movie that Hugh Grant played a London bookshop owner in, Notting Hill... Ibiza is part of Spain. The Manhattan Project set out to develop the atomic bomb. The car rentals company, the slogan was "We Try Harder." That's Avis. And millibars is a measurement of pressure.
There you go. Like what you were feeling.
Yes, pressure.
Yeah.
You
had a few millibars going.
Yeah, but you were getting... She was on a roll there for a bit.
For a while, I thought you were going to be writing the big check there, LBF.
Yep.
Hey, so you knew the... You knew the Big Mac was 52 years old. How did you know that?
Because I was listening this morning.
That's what nice. I want to hear.
Excellent.
Yeah. We would have taken the Blue Ribbon Burger. That's what else it was going to be called. It was also going to be called. It would have also been called the Aristocrat. Those were the first names.
Wow, yes,
that sounds
I know.
Like a filthy thank sandwich.
God. I know it's the dirtiest sandwich you'll get.
All right, Lori, thank you for playing. We appreciate it. No one here leaves empty-handed. You know that. We got a $50 Big Night Entertainment Group gift card. So when things get back to normal, whenever that is, you got $50 to spend at Big Night Live. Okay.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you listening and all your work you're doing there in New Bedford as a CNA.
Yes, be careful out there.
Yep. Hang in
thank
there.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. May the fourth be with you.
Oh, boy.
May the fourth be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. There we go.
And also with you.
Also with you. Thank you, God. Praise be to Jesus. All right. Don't forget, Big Night's Entertainment Group's $250,000 blood drive. That's why they're giving us these gift cards, to get the word out about their big blood drive with the Red Cross. You can donate blood and receive a $100 Big Night gift card. Details available at bignight.com/give. If you want to play Super Smart, you're ready to take on LBF, just go to WROR.com. Plus, you can play the home version of the game for practice.
Yes, exactly. It's perfect practice.
It's all
and
at W.
Just be generally smarter, so that's fun.
Yeah, it's good practice. There you go, at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We're going to be cool. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
I have the song you're going to be singing for the next month.
Oh, the song?
Maybe year.
Oh, boy.
The song of summer.
Yep.
This is it, huh?
Mm-hmm, this is
you're
it.
You're going with it. Okay.
Oh, I'm going with it.
All right. Brian Bell.
I'm all about Star Wars today because, you know, it's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with all of you. We need a little break from everything, so.
Yeah. You got your Star Wars t-shirt
Star Wars
on.
Stuff.
You got,
well, of course.
You Star Wars t-shirt on?
Well, I mean, you gave it away earlier in the show, but
I,
yeah,
I
still,
literally
still
gave
wearing
it away
right now.
Off your back. Yeah. You were broke by that. I mean, jeez, I think I'm broke.
And he's very.
He was sad.
Yeah, he doesn't
the,
like
the caller played time. Yes or BS, and I said, you can have the shirt off Brian's back.
It's got the Millennium Falcon on it.
She
it?
Took that shirt. Did you barter back with her?
X-Wing fighter.
Did you barter with her, Brian, to get your shirt
we'll
back?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm not sure what
man.
Else.
Sue, really coming on strong.
I know, right?
I know. She wanted that shirt.
Kind of weird. Kind of weird.
All right, and I'm going to give you one heck of a stock tip.
Oh, okay.
A stock tip.
Martha Stewart.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Careful.
Okay. Yeah, well, this is a freebie.
Okay, so at eight, well, I swear she's not eight. She's five. She's like a five-year-old little girl named Jolie, was trying to stall her bedtime.
Was that her full? Is her name? Her first name Jolie? What?
That's or, her. Not, I don't know her last name. They're not giving
okay,
last
but her
name.
First name is Jolie.
Jolie.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
And she decided to stall for bedtime, and she made up a song, and then her mom put the song up on Twitter, and now it's sweeping the nation.
Is she playing an instrument? I'm hearing
she's
some music.
Playing a guitar.
Well, playing guitar.
She is. And so
little
here
Jolie,
we go. This
here
is
it
the
is.
Song. This is the song of the summer.
Here it is.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's. Astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Man. Oh, that's man, a that's, song. Sorry.
It's got everything you want
it
in
does.
A summer song.
It does. It's got a good hook.
Yeah.
It's a beat you can dance to.
Yeah.
It's about buttholes.
Oh, well, there you have it. The song of the summer.
I'm sorry, but that little kid, it's like every little kid is like, that's the song they're going to sing.
That's all they care about.
Right.
Oh. Yeah,
they just, you know, so go with it.
The song
good
of
job,
the summer.
Jolie.
What's inside?
I hope my six-year-old isn't listening.
Oh, it's going to be remixed and it's going to be on the radio.
It's huge. It's number one with a bullet.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Great.
Here we go, Brian.
All right.
All right. Well,
are you having fun yet?
I am, because
right,
it is Star Wars Day. So, of course, Disney Plus has, they're streaming the latest Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, so you can get all the Star Wars movies streaming on Disney Plus. They also have a cool behind the scenes of the making of The Mandalorian, which I'm probably going to watch today because that's a great series. They do some neat stuff. But you can also, if you go to readpop.com, there's a two-day virtual Star Wars convention. So you can, both on May the 4th today and, of course, tomorrow, Revenge of the 5th, you can celebrate Star Wars Day with your fellow Star Wars nerds. You can actually watch they have like times that they're going to be starting the movies, so you can live tweet along with them and watch the movies and comment as they're playing with other people. Wow. So that's kind of fun.
That's
get
nice.
Get together with your other,
fun, right?
Yeah.
Other,
yeah,
you
know. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, boy. LBF.
Whoever you want to enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, my. Stop hitting on me.
I know, boy. So excited. Okay. No, it's going to be fun.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's, bazillions of people can't be wrong.
They
just
can't
not
be
one
right.
Of them.
Just, you're not one of them. That's all. Okay. Stock tip. You guys want a stock tip?
Oh, yeah.
They've stock experts are saying sales of alcohol, especially cheap beer sales, are up astronomically. Beers such as Busch Light.
Jeez.
Yeah. Miller Lite.
Tough times.
Natty Light.
Oh.
Sales were up
40%. That's rot gut city.
Save some money.
Sales were 40% up, an increase of Busch Light. Also, Miller, Michelob Ultra, Natty Light, all huge. Nielsen data shows sales of alcoholic beverage in the U.S. rose 55% in the week ending May 21st. And what they were able to do through, you know, I don't know how they found this couple that started the trend. Yeah. So this couple was responsible for this.
Probably pretty much everyone is outside.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. They can watch it later.
Yeah.
We needed a break, you know, May.
Yeah.
So what do we got? We got episode 3 of Quarantine Cocktails with LBF and Dave.
Yeah. So they are actually crediting this couple in Canton.
No.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're
my favorite mixologist.
Yeah. They actually were able to, you know how they can, like, you know, find hot spots.
Yeah.
Like for even COVID hotspot. The hotspot is in Canton.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, on this one little house.
Yeah, I know.
Where sales were so huge.
Well, I sent Dave unaccompanied to the liquor store the other day.
Unaccompanied.
Oh, and it resulted in, I just.
A market spike.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a market
else.
Spike. Thank you, Dave Falcone, for, you know.
He's helping the
economy.
He's
doing his part with the economy. So
first rule of cocktails, you gotta buy the booze.
There you go.
What's the history of the martini yesterday?
I know. He was
wait
a deep
minute. So
dive.
What was yesterday?
Yesterday's episode 3 of Quarantine Cocktails was a deep dive on the martini. You know, the thing is about the martini is that James Bond messed it up by saying shaken, not stirred.
Oh, really?
And the 80s did a real disservice to the martini because they made it with vodka and like zero vermouth.
Mm.
And don't even get me started on the dirty martini. But what Dave made was the perfect martini, award-winning with gin and vermouth and bitters.
How about some day drinking with the LBF, huh?
Yeah.
All right, where can one find this?
At the ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
So give us a like, ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
And learn all about martinis.
That's it.
Really something.
That's it. So good stuff.
He's such a student. I'm not. He's like, he does like a like research, and I'm just like, I don't know. It just tastes good.
It tastes good. Anyway, so they've pretty much found where the hot spike was right there
you're
in
welcome.
Canton. So you're welcome. Buy a stock. Who's crying now? Everybody. My gosh. You thought this whole COVID-19 was bad enough? And it is. But comes word yesterday of the onslaught of the murder hornets.
Like the fact that they're even called murder hornets.
What a name. That's
I
bad.
Mean, that captures your attention.
Murder hornets.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that over the weekend.
Well, because the story that I read was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like these hornets, which originated in Japan, decimate honeybees by going in and beheading them all, leaving their carcasses all around. They're 2 inches in length on a short day.
Scary looking.
And then they have stingers that can go through clothing.
Mm.
And they have their front of their face looks like Spider-Man, but with pinchers. That's how they decapitate the bees.
Mm.
And then they were just in Japan and China, and now they hopped a freight, and now they're in the western part of the country and Vancouver area.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time.
They kill
the 50 winds blow
people
east.
A year in Japan? Or
yeah.
Wow.
And they kill all the bees, when the bees are important for, you know, the environment and stuff. And honey.
Ooh,
but so
was this some lab experiment gone bad?
Nope, this is just nature gone bad.
Nature
just does some
what
things.
What did we do to nature?
I don't know, but you can...
Murder hornets.
They're so big that in China, to get rid of them, they have these little mini bats, and they like bat them away, and it
like
makes
cricket.
It, yes,
they but, play but, cricket with murder
hornet. They play hornet.
Wow,
they're huge. They're disgusting, and they're coming for us.
Okay,
and that's not the only thing.
No, now, and I think this is Asia as well. I'm not 100% sure, but have you seen this video of the biker monkey?
This is terrifying.
Yeah, the biker monkey. So. This is a true story.
This is a true story.
Brian, did you put this on our Facebook
page?
Yeah,
I put up the little link to the tweet with the video, which is
you
quite disturbing.
It is.
It's crazy.
Because it starts with a monkey on a little trike.
On a little motorcycle.
Yeah, something.
He rides down an alley. Now, a family appears to be out on their stoop.
Yep.
And a toddler, this baby, probably a year, 15 months maybe, is sitting there. The monkey rides up on his little motorcycle, ditches the bike, right?
Yep.
Grabs the girl and starts dragging her away.
Dragging her on the pavement.
On the pavement. Like, by her, I don't know, her hair or shirt?
Her shirt.
And the dad has to run up and say,
hey. He didn't run that fast, by the way.
The dad didn't?
No, I thought he was taking a sweet time.
He could have moved faster.
He was faster than the monkey.
Crazy.
I guess that's all you need to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the audio. Here's the, Yep, she rides up. He gets two whacks at it.
Yeah.
Starts pulling. He's got this toddler about 10 feet down the alley.
It's not the only, and the other thing, too, is that rats are so starving right now
in
the cities because everything's shut down that they're turning to cannibalism and they're eating their own. So it was cute initially when, like, you know, the penguins were in, like, the cities of New Zealand because and the turtles are being able to hatch. And like, it's all good. But now it's taken a turn.
You got rats on the fighting each other.
Yes. The animals are getting too comfortable.
They're getting way too comfortable.
Murder hornets and biker
monkeys.
What's
the worst?
Huh?
What do you think is the worst? Murder hornets, biker monkeys, or cannibalistic rats?
The murder hornets.
Yeah, the murder
You're just, there you are. You think greenheads are bad at the beach?
Imagine a murder hornet coming at you.
But you hear them coming. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think you hear them coming.
Yes. Time to grab your bat.
Exactly. All right, so there you have Brian. Where is the biker monkey?
That's at the ROR Morning Show Facebook page. I popped that up there.
Give us a like there. You will not believe your eyes.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
I want to take a second just to acknowledge a year ago yesterday, my father-in-law passed, Leo. Mm-hmm. So we spent the day yesterday at Bev's house in Woburn. That's, you know, his lovely wife and my mother-in-law. So we went to the cemetery. Got some beautiful flowers my wife had picked out.
Nice.
Irish, you know, green and white.
Yep.
He was in the Navy, so we played Anchors Away.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It was a nice moment. All their kids got together, my, you know, in-laws, and spent some time there. It was just absolutely gorgeous. But I just can't believe how fast a year is gone.
Oh, I know, right?
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know? So I know Bev's listening this morning. She enjoys listening to the show.
She does?
Really?
I think she does.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. You're lying.
No, she
probably
she
likes
thinks,
us, right, Bob?
I think that's what it is. She thinks you guys are very funny. So we're thinking about you, Bev. It was great to spend some time with her yesterday. So, you know, year goes by so fast.
It's nice that everyone was able to get together and self-distance. But you know,
we did. We sat in the backyard.
That's good.
Until the muffins came.
And then everyone took their masks off.
Everyone had, you know.
Were you the first to take your mask off?
You know what? I didn't have a muffin.
You didn't have a muffin?
I did not. Nope.
Good for you.
I'm not bluffing. Okay. Callback there, huh? A little callback. Okay. Anyway, Bev, we love you. I'll see you later. I got your bananas.
Sweet.
We call them Nana's bananas, so she likes to have bananas in the house.
Oh, okay.
Notice she didn't have any, so.
Oh, look at you.
We made a little banana run.
That's nice.
Nana's bananas.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Right?
Good.
Who's the best son-in-law?
Run, except for
Who's
bananas.
The best son-in-law now,
you,
Nana?
You are.
You got that right.
You, Bob.
Thank you. Look at you.
Look at you.
You charmer.
Good for you.
Good for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.